الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. وقال تعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. Last week we discussed about dua and the importance of it. May Allah put it in our heart. At this moment, each one of us check for ourselves: have I started making duas? Have I set aside, which of my time have I set aside for dua? One is just the casual dua we make after Faraz namaz, behind the imam, and we're not even thinking, our attention is not, we're not really asking anything, or we just say Ameen on the dua of the imam. We don't know what he's asking also, but dua is a mustaqil, a maqsuda, a ibadat, which is an objective on its own. A dua mukhul ibadah, a dua huwal ibadah. Dua is ibadat. And as we take out time for our faraz namaz, other things, our worldly matters, we must take out time for dua also. And there are so many things that we have to make dua for. So we should, the importance of it, may Allah put it in our heart, and each one see from the many discussions that we heard last week also we discussed, and Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali wrote the special kitab, Munajati Maqbool, so that we can make all those du'as. So further, Hazrat also wrote that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam stressed a lot, the best dua we can make is Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. That is a dua that is for goodness, welfare, things going smooth, things going in order in our dunya. So Hazrat writes from there that we see it's clear that to make dua for our dunya things, permissible, righteous things, is also not only permissible, but is one of the best ibadats also. Also it comes in the hadith that even if your shoelace breaks, then ask Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, everything we should ask and beg of from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So dua is a very, very great ibadat. Also mentioned in a hadith that when usually a person will make dua when he has got problems. But to make that dua when he's got problems, to make it effective, he should make dua when he hasn't got problems. When things are going smooth and you build your connection with Allah Ta'ala, then when you got problems and you make dua, then the malaika also say that this is a known voice. We know who he is. We know many times we on the phone, we just pick up the phone, we just see the number, we know who it is. But today numbers also, you sell numbers, etc., not easy to make out. But you just hear the first sound of the person, and you know this is that this person who is speaking, by the tone, etc. Many times also, when we are making namaz, and somebody comes later and joins the jamaat, by the sounds that he makes, etc., you know so and so has come, he has joined the jamaat. So just like that, a person who is always making dua to Allah Ta'ala, when you have problems and you make dua, the malaika say, we know who is this person. And you are attended to immediately. On the other hand, if it is a stranger, you don't know the person, you are hesitant, etc., then they say, who is this calling now? Who is this? And usually when a person will make such du'as, he will get up hopefully for tahajjud. So middle of the night, who is this knocking on my door now? If it was the person who always comes middle of the night, and you expect the person, your doors are even open already before time, that you know that this person comes at this time. So to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, when in good condition, is very conducive for our du'as to be accepted when we are in difficult condition. So we shouldn't wait for difficult condition, we should be always making dua. Dua is an ibadat of its own. And making dua, as perhaps we had mentioned also, that if we go and ask anybody a masala, for example, Or you go to any person, you ask him for a need. Hopefully he fulfills your need, who you haven't even asked for a masala. They will tell you the masala, but they won't say, because you came and asked me, I'm giving you so much money. Allah Ta'ala, for asking, he pays us. Dua is an ibadat on its own. And what you asked for, that also he grants. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and so kind that when you ask for your akhirat, which in all cases will be good, inshallah, nobody will ask for anything bad in akhirat, Allah grants it to that person. When a person asks for his dunya, Allah Ta'ala considers his application, whether it's good for him or not. For example, a person is bedridden, and is making dua, Ya Allah, give me good health, let me be not be dependent on anyone. But Allah knows if I give him good health, he's going to use it in sin. He's going to use it in oppressing people, etc. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't grant it, but the dua, the sawab, Allah grants it to him. He gets it in akhirat. A person is a poor person, he hasn't got money. He's making dua for wealth so that he doesn't have difficulties in his finances. But Allah knows that if this person gets money, he's going to use it in all the wrong things. He's going to use it in extravagance. He's going to use it in all the wrong things. So Allah doesn't give it to him. Allah is so kind and so merciful. But for the dua that he made, he will get his sawab for that. Even though you ask, so to say, the wrong thing, but for that also Allah Ta'ala is going to reward you. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. So dua, in any case, we must not keep away from making dua. Also, when we make dua, like we know with little children, sometimes you have to give them a sweet. When they come and take it, you move it further away. So now they're coming, you move it further away. Because you're enjoying the child. You want the child to be there. If you just give it the sweet, it's going to run away. The child will just take the sweet and it's gone. So you are making. Many times we play with children, put something this side of the pillow. When they come here, we take it, we put it this side. All the time we are engaging them. So who Allah loves, he engages them in dua. He doesn't just give it to them immediately. Allah is enjoying that person, begging, crying, and Allah wants that. And Allah Ta'ala wants the display that we are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhannas, antumul fuqara ilallah. So Allah loves it when a person lifts his hand, cries to Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala doesn't just give it to him immediately. Allah Ta'ala lets him beg for it more and more, because Allah is enjoying his presence. Or the example that is given, you have your childhood friend, you're meeting him after 50 years. He came, for example, to your shop. Now he came and buy something, and you realize this is my 50-year-old, my 50 years ago childhood friend. And you're meeting him after so long. You're not just going to serve him and let him go. You'll keep him. You'll take him in your office. You'll take him in one corner. You'll order tea for him. You'll order some juice for him. And other customers in between come, you'll just serve them and let them go. But this customer, you are keeping him back. So that customer which Allah loves, who is asking from Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't just give it to him. This shouldn't make us despondent. We should realize that Allah Ta'ala is enjoying it. And for some people, in fact, Allah is fully in control. Allah knows everything. Allah is alimul ghaib. Allah is ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah can do and give and do anyone and everyone, everything. And Allah knows everything. But sometimes we ask Allah, Allah knows that I will keep him under control, but I'll put more difficulties for him. Allah is under control, they're not going to be beyond your capacity. They will be all in your control. But by putting that, Allah knows he's going to turn more to me. He's going to beg more of me. So in any case, a person should never become despondent. And in fact, it comes in the hadith, duas are accepted as long as the person says, my dua is not accepted. Till that time his du'as are accepted. So, and there are various forms of du'as being accepted also. So a person should always turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, make sure we have taken out time, we have specified time for du'a as an ibadat, like we take out time for tilawat of Quran Sharif. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in fact says that for tahajjud namaz, if you are taking for example 10 minutes, then take out 10 minutes for du'a also. So just not our tilawat, our tahajjud, etc., but du'a also. And in du'a, all of us, those who are connected with any shaykh, whether it is Munajat-e-Maqbool or Hizb-ul-Azam, and it's divided in 7 parts for the 7 days of the week, we must make sure that we are reading those du'as. And then our own du'as also take out time. We have got our own specific needs also. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali also writes that many times it happens that for du'a, when we come in difficulties, then we ask for wazifas also. No problem if they are the correct wazifas, not wrong wazifas, not shown by wrong people and wrong wazifas. Against Sharia, sometimes words of shirk are also added in there in many things. In ta'weezat also, ta'weezas also, many times some words of shirk are also written. So we have to be careful. So he says, even if it is the permissible and correct, but nothing can beat the du'as of the Quran and the du'as of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the most superior and they are all encompassing. How kind Allah Ta'ala is, the first du'a of the Quran Sharif Allah has taught us, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Everything, our dunya also, all goodness has been asked, akhirat also, and the great one of our greatest needs to be protected totally from the fire of Jahannam. And also Allah's system. There are many, many of us, perhaps we don't know any other dua, but this dua everyone knows. And everyone loves this dua also. And Allah has made our deen according to our desire. All of us, what we want, goodness in dunya. So Allah put that first also. Otherwise, we should have been first asking for akhirat, for deen, for akhirat. But Allah Ta'ala put that first, that you, I know you like your dunya a lot. So just like the dua also, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. The most important is that wa ja'alana muslimin. Not our food and drink, but we love our food and drink. So that has been kept for us first. And then add the real reality also, the reality of deen. So this dua also, and this dua encompasses everything also. But we should also ask specifically for all our particular needs. And for everything that we have, our need, we should ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts du'as readily. Whether Allah gives what we have asked for, whether Allah gives something else in return, whether Allah removes some other hardship. And the greatest of all is that Allah keeps that du'a reserved for the akhirat. And when Allah will show a person, my banda, you asked me this, you got it, I got it, that du'a, we saw it, it was accepted. And how also Allah Ta'ala accept du'as. There are those cases where a person made du'a when he lost his job. Allah gave him another job with triple the salary. And with so many perks also. So when Allah wants to, He gives it like that also. And other times, Allah Ta'ala removes other difficulties, calamities that are there, or calamities that are coming. It also comes in the hadith. When a person makes dua regularly, then some problem that is on its way to him, the dua goes and wrestles that problem. Until Qiyamah wrestles it. And that difficulty and hardship doesn't come to you. Whatever it was, a motor car accident, a divorce thing, whether it is your own divorce, your daughter, your son, all big problems, all these things are. But by the barakat of your du'as, they go and they wrestle it. And they don't allow that to happen. Some serious illness, Maybe you become a cabbage, you become handicapped, you are just in bed all the time. Allah protects you from all that. So dua is very, very valuable. Dua is that ibadat which changes our taqdeer also. By dua, a person, if he makes dua regularly, even if anything bad was written for us already, it was in taqdeer. By dua, Allah changes it also. So much so that even if a bad mort is written for a person, mort on kufr, na'uzu billah, Allah save us all. But by dua, we ask dua that, oh Allah, give us a good mort, that Allah will change that also. So dua is taqdeer, Allah Ta'ala has written everyone and everything's taqdeer. But taqdeer is not above Allah Ta'ala. Allah is still above taqdeer. Allah controls the taqdeer also. And by dua, Allah changes the taqdeer also. So there is a very great ibadat. We must not be unmindful, oblivious of duas. Every day, all the time, like even walking, etc., make duas. But we should take out specific time. And each one of us think for ourselves that which is my time, or decide now that I'm going to take out this time. If we take it out, tahajjud time, nurun ala nur, that is a very special time. Otherwise, whether it is before Maghrib namaz, or whether it is after we finish our sunnats and nafil, we sit for 2 minutes and we make dua, and we ask what we want to. And we also know it's a common habit and a sunnat habit that we ask one another for duas. So we should even make duas for the people who asked us for duas. They asked us, and so we should make dua for them. And we should try and take their names and make dua for them. Whenever we remember anyone, we know somebody has got a problem, make dua for the person. Our unfortunate habit is that when we are told to make duas, many times we make bad duas. Like if people complain about the condition in Saudi, the laws they are making, how is the country is being governed presently, or Pakistan, we just go off on a tangent making bad dua for them. Or we say, how long we making duas? Or we say, all are making duas, but the dua we are not making. Dua is an ibadat, a maqsood ibadat. We have to make sure that we are giving our time for ibadat. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it such also that whenever we have to ask Allah Ta'ala, we have to beg from Him. And we are not only professional beggars by Allah Ta'ala, we are permanent beggars. And we have to beg of Allah all the time, day and night. A professional beggar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he begs like from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Then he goes home and counts how much he has begged, how much he has collected for the day. Our begging, we are 24 hours. 24/7 we are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be begging all the time from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us our begging bowl just by putting our two palms together. That is our bowl. And Allah made it also the mustahab way of holding our hand. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us is that in front of your bosom, your chest, you keep your hands there. And as we face Qibla, that is the Kaaba is our Qibla we face. The Qibla of the palms is the Arsh of Allah. So we must keep it in this way here, and so it's a bound. And we should keep our fingers a little bit apart. That is, though when a person gets immersed in dua, then he is beside himself. He forgets how he's keeping his hands. But as long as we are mindful, then we should keep our hands like this with our fingers. So it's a broken bowl. So in other words, this is an indication, Ya Allah, if you put a little bit, it's going to fall through. And also the two palms must be kept a bit separate also. They shouldn't be joined also. A little bit separate. So in other words, Ya Allah, put a lot here. Fill my basket with your treasures, O Allah. So in this way, a person begs. And also, as we mentioned, when a person lifts his palms like this, he will see in his palm is written, in his right hand, 18, the Arabic number. And in his right, left palm, 81. So the 99 names of Allah, Allah has given them to you in your palm. And the 99 names, the great, great qualities of Allah. Allah is Wahhab, the giver. And Allah gives, wala ubadi. I don't care how much I give. Allah just gives and gives. When Allah gives shifa, ya shafi, ya shafi. Allah immediately, your most worst painful condition, Allah changes them into good. So we have to beg, take the name. So Allah gave you his 99 names in the palm of your hand. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person makes dua, it is like the whole world is in his hand. He's got control of the whole world now. This Allah has given to the believers. Our strongest weapon, dua. But unfortunately, we are not using it. Without any doubt, more than any missile, more than any medicine, more than any other solution, the greatest solution is dua. All our efforts also what we make, many times we make a lot of effort, but minus dua. Whereas, dua and no effort also, it will bring so lot of returns from Allah Ta'ala. When a person turns to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah gives him from sources which he cannot imagine. So we should make dua a special objective in our lives. That we turn to Allah and beg of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and ask him for all his favors. And we should see that we take out time for this. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. Together with that, the Islahi Jalsa that inshallah will be taking place. Allah reward all the brothers who are making effort. And at the same time also, each one of us check ourselves that have I made once even dua for the Islahi Jalsa. That it goes off, that everything goes nicely, with no hitches, no problems. That more important that Allah makes it a means of hidayat for me. Did we even make dua for myself? And forget everyone else, we should be making dua for all. Those who will be attending, those who will be listening over live streaming or whatever else, or for the whole world, make it the means of hidayat. We have made this dua. If I've got the excuse, I couldn't go and tell somebody. I couldn't phone somebody. I couldn't message anyone that attend the Islahi Jalsa or ask somebody else for duas. But did I even just make dua? This would show us our relationship with the Khanqah, our relationship with the Islahi Jalsa, how much of feeling we got, how much are we attached really. Are we just attached physically or are we really attached? So are we making the dua and then that Allah makes it a means of hidayat for all of us. And most important that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts it. So each one of us, we should be making this dua. So if we have got a slot for dua, we can fit this dua in that slot also. But if we haven't got a slot, where are we going to fit it in? If we haven't got time for dua, then how are we going to? Then as it is commonly casual, just customary, you must make dua. But no dua is made. All tell one another, make dua, and ask ourselves. We know commonly we say one another, make dua. But ask ourselves, did I ever make dua? And if I didn't make, what hope have I got the person I told to that he will make dua for me? When I'm not making dua also. So and dua will make us gel with one another. Dua will make us, our hearts unite with one another. With dua, Allah Ta'ala will open such gateways that we cannot imagine also. Allah will open such namas of His that we cannot imagine also. And Allah is waiting that we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to make dua. Yeah, in this world, who is there who will make an announcement that whoever wants whatever, he must come to me. I will fulfill all his needs. It can be the husband, it can be the wife, it can be the children, the parents. And how much can anyone in this world do also? But with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when you don't ask him, he becomes angry and upset. And the more you ask him, the more happier he becomes. And the more you ask him, the more he gives you also. So, and yet we are unmindful. And the short life of ours of 60, 70 years, amongst the many other great aspects, one is that we have to take, Allah gave us this time to take from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. But how much are we taking? If we are told that, yeah, come into the king's treasures, I'm giving you 5 minutes, and there, whatever all, there's money, cash, notes, there are pearls, diamonds, gold, silver, whatever you can think, and you can take what you want to from there. Eh? And I've only got 5 minutes, and a person just sits around. Eh? Or he just sleeps away. He's not taking anything from there. Allah has given us, which is not even 5 minutes. Our 60, 70 years compared to one day of the Akhirat. It's not even a split second. It can't compare at all. So we have got very little time in which Allah has put us to here in this world, amongst the many other things, to take from the great treasures of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Allah gave us, and He taught us how to make the du'as also. In du'a also, we should always start with the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And from there also we understand that we have to know Allah as Allah is. And we have to submit to Allah, full submission, as Allah wants us to submit. Not what I think is the best way to approach Allah. I must find out what is the best way Allah wants me to approach Him. Not what I think. Like, for example, many times we want to make the wife happy, but we make her very angry. We thinking I'm making her happy, but actually we make her very angry. So to understand who Allah is, what Allah wants from us, that we must know. Not what we think, not what I think, not what all the people think, but what Allah wants from us. So Allah loves that we must ask Him, and He wants us to praise Him first. Allah loves the way He must be praised. And after the praises of Allah Ta'ala, to make shukr to Allah for all His ni'mat. And then to send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Durood is a means by which your du'as will 100% be accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to announce and say to the people, your du'as hang in between the heavens and the earth. What your durood, the du'a is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So we must send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam also in one hadith explained that don't make durood sharif also like the utensil of a traveler which he keeps at the back of his animal. Different explanations are given of that. One is that he keeps his glass, his cup for drinking water. So when the little water is left over, he just spills it, he throws it away. Or he uses it for his needs, for drinking water, etc. When he doesn't need it, he puts it back away. So don't make durood sharif only for your purpose, for what you wanted. But make durood sharif an objective of your life. Don't just use it for your to get your du'as accepted, etc. It will. Definitely durood sharif is a great means for du'as. But you read durood sharif at the beginning of your du'a also. Middle also of your du'a, end of your du'a also. That is what the crux comes out of this. That don't just read durood sharif at the beginning just to get your du'as accepted. But read again durood in the middle of your du'a also. Read durood sharif at the end of your du'a also. So we read durood sharif and then to make tawbah and istighfar. That Ya Allah, forgive me all my shortcomings. Forgive me all my gunas. And after that, ask Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala for our deen, our dunya, our akhirat. Ask for all. Ask for us, our progeny, our children. How many people say that, especially when old parents have passed away, the mother, the father, they say our door of dua is closed now. As long as we were here, they were here, we were content that we are going for a holiday, for example, but we got the protection of the du'as all the time. We have got the protection, we have got the blessing of the du'as. The du'as are enshrouding us all the time. We are doing our work, we are doing all our things, but we have got their du'as. In fact, there are some children that we are doing wrong things also, but the du'as of the child parents are protecting them. So the du'as are very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to all make du'a. It also comes in the hadith that when we meet one another, ask for one another for du'a. And then du'a must be made after that. So Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and make du'a for the Islahi Jalsa also. Make du'a for Husne Khatima, which is so important that our maut must come on Iman. As we are sitting here, each one of us asks, when did I make dua that Allah gives me Husne Khatima? Now we feel happy that the dua is there that we are making. But did I make dua for my Husne Khatima, for my wife, for my children? Are we not worried of our family people? We know of all the virus at the moment, or any other disease, cancer, heart problem. Did I make dua, Ya Allah, protect me from all this. Protect my children. Oh Allah, let me not be handicapped. Let none of us be retarded in any way. Let us not be dependent on anyone. Nobody likes to be dependent on any person. That we mustn't be a burden and be dependent even on the wife or the wife on us. We don't like anyone. Are we making dua for this? So we regard ourselves as very good Muslims. When the basic thing of asking, and Allah has kept the door wide open for dua, Allah has kept it. And Allah accepts du'as of Muslims also, non-Muslims also. Shaitan's dua also Allah accepted. So why should we lose heart? How can we lose hope in du'as being accepted? When Allah accepted Shaitan's dua, at the time when Allah was most angry on him, at that time Allah accepted his dua also. And what a dua he made, till I must be given life till Qiyamah. And Allah accepted and gave him life till Qiyamah also. So when Allah is so merciful, so kind, and if we don't avail, then who can we blame besides ourselves? Many other things we say, we can't do this, I can't manage this, people are stopping me, people are criticizing me. Dua, who's stopping you? And dua is not really lifting the hand, that's the adab of dua. But dua is from the heart. Who will stop us from making dua from the heart? Everyone. And how many times, how many reports, a person was in such a situation where he had no other way out. He made dua in his heart, and who would that police officer, or would that crook, or whoever it was, they had the most worst azaim, firm resolutions, what harm they going to cause him. But that dua went from his heart, and he turned in the opposite way. Allah is in the control of the heart of everyone. Allah can change that situation all any time. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is most merciful, and yet we don't take advantage. We don't do this little. Allah give us all tawfiq of dua, inshallah.